This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, it's not technically local, but I thought it made sense today to talk about the big, beautiful bill, massive budget deficits, and a growing existential crisis for America. Pretty standard pre-Memorial Day weekend stuff, right?
Lawmakers get elected by being Santa Claus. They hand out tax cuts, they hand out spending increases, and they hope they're not in office when the bill comes. So ultimately, the blame comes to us.
And after a heavy serving of vegetables, we're going to throw you some meat, potatoes, and beer with a preview of holiday weekend goings-on around Southern California.
And of course, what's Memorial Day weekend without barbecue? The third annual Long Beach Barbecue Festival kicks off Friday, runs through Saturday.
Just a small sampling of things to come. Welcome to the Memorial Day Eve edition of the LA Local for Friday, May 23rd, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. Gonna kick off today's show with a hot take. Barbecue, generally speaking, is not good. Give me Mexican, spicy food, rich Italian, savory Indian. Barbecue is so boring, not to mention way too messy. Okay, ducking for cover after that one. Now that I've drawn you in with my hot food take, today's local will be a simple one. We're going to get a thorough breakdown of the huge piece of budget and tax legislation that passed out of the House of Representatives yesterday, because if the big, beautiful bill becomes law, we're all going to feel it. And after we eat our leafy greens and all of our vitamins, we get some dessert in the form of a new KNX feature, Weekend Happenings. So let's dive right in. The so-called Big Beautiful Bill was written and passed in record time and mostly debated in the dead of night. Not necessarily confidence-inspiring for a piece of legislation that could set off a massive redistribution of wealth, knock millions off Medicaid, and set the country on a course of totally unmanageable debt. I didn't want to analyze this from a political slant, so I called up Jessica Riedel. She's an economist and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a very conservative-leaning economic think tank. Jessica herself worked for several years as chief economist on the staffs of several Republican U.S. senators, and she was the director of budget and spending policy for Marco Rubio's 2016 presidential campaign. So just to be clear, I'm not turning to Bernie Sanders for budget and tax analysis. Jessica did a fantastic job of explaining how this bill will work if it ultimately passes the Senate and is signed into law by President Trump. There are a lot of sobering realities in this. So as you've had a, 24, 48 hours to digest all of this, what stands out for you from this bill as it moves over to the Senate?
Well, the tax cut bill is really a special interest bonanza. You have all sorts of carve outs, including, perhaps most egregiously, a $53 billion corporate welfare bailout for farmers. So at the same time, we're cutting welfare for low income families, we're giving farmers a $50 billion corporate welfare bailout because, well, farmers vote Republican. Overall, this tax bill could ultimately cost $5 to $6 trillion if you remove the gimmicks like the fake expiration dates. That would make it the most expensive legislation since the 1960s and more expensive than the 2017 tax cuts, the 2020 Pandemic CARES Act, and the 2021 American Rescue Plan combined.
What's your pushback to this argument that this seems to be the most coherent defense of the bill that I've seen from Republicans that not passing this or some form of it will amount to the greatest tax increase in modern American history by letting the Trump tax cuts expire at the end of this year. What's your response to that angle?
If Americans and Congress do not want to see the full tax cuts expire, they could have drastically reduced the price tag by just extending the policies that affect working class Americans and that encourage business investment, like the higher standard deduction, the expanded child tax credit, business expensing. That would have costed about one third of the final cost of this bill. And even that could have been offset with other tax and spending reforms. They did not have to throw every special interest provision and expansion into the biggest bill since the 1960s and offset barely a fraction of it.
Can you explain for the uninitiated exactly what will happen with Medicaid recipients if this bill, as it is currently written, becomes law?
The main Medicaid reform would require states to create work requirements for Medicaid recipients. It is unclear what those work requirements would actually look like. The bill essentially punts to states their design. The real question with work requirements is how many Medicaid patients can't work because they're elderly, because they're children, because they're disabled, or because they're pregnant. And also, what do you really do if somebody falls through the cracks of the work requirements? Do you essentially not provide any medical care for these individuals? Do you let them die in an emergency room parking lot? That's not clear.
Yeah. I know that you, in spite of your criticism of Trump in general and certainly Trump fiscal policies, you know, the Manhattan Institute is long known as a conservative economic think tank, right? And that you guys have been sounding the alarm on the growing national debt for years. Explain the real risks of growing annual budget deficits and the overall debt to the extent that this bill does and what the results might be for the value of the dollar, the value of U.S. treasuries, and the stability of the U.S. economy going forward.
The combination of these tax cuts with rising interest costs and escalating Social Security and Medicare shortfalls will double the $30 trillion national debt to $60 trillion over the next decade. Annual budget deficits will double from $1.8 trillion today to nearly $4 trillion a decade from now. The effect of this is, first off, within the federal budget, we're going to be to the point a decade from now where interest is consuming about one third of all federal taxes. All the taxes you pay from New Year's until May 1st will just be paid to bondholders, which will crowd out the spending that really matters and helps people. Additionally, the financial markets are being stretched with having to lend this much money to Washington. We're seeing that now. Interest rates have begun spiking in anticipation of these tax cuts. As interest rates spike, first off, that'll cost Washington as much as $500 billion a year more in interest payments, but it'll also make it more expensive for businesses to invest, for families to buy a home, to get a car loan, and ultimately those rising interest rates will reduce investment and shrink the economy further.
If I could wave a wand and make Jessica Riedel the U.S. budget czar, what is the most kind of straightforward, common sense way to keep tax rates as low as possible, to keep investment coming into the country, and to start to stabilize, if not shrink, but at least stabilize first, the debt situation in a way that won't shock the U.S. economy, nor in a way that won't, you know, drastically redistribute wealth, which is what this bill, I think, would be doing in the long term?
The first rule of fixing the deficit is stop digging. That means do not pass a $5 trillion tax cut And do not keep passing trillion-dollar spending bills like we saw during the Biden administration. After that, we really need a grand deal on deficits where you put everything on the table, all spending and all taxes, and you have a sort of bipartisan shared sacrifice framework where everybody has to take a hit. Because the reality is, deficits are too big to be solved only by taxing the rich, or cutting defense, or cutting welfare, or going after waste, fraud, and abuse, or immigrants. You really are going to have to put everything on the table to stabilize the debt. We don't even need to balance the budget. Just keep the debt at its current 100% of GDP. The toughest part of such a deal is that, mathematically speaking, most savings will have to come from Social Security and Medicare. And that's because the annual shortfalls in Social Security and Medicare will rise over the next decade from $500 billion a year to $2.4 trillion a year. You can't fix the budget with two programs running a shortfall of $2.4 trillion. So when we put everything on the table, that has to include Social Security and Medicare.
Jessica tells me that in spite of a lot of complaints among Republican senators about the House bill and how much it will undoubtedly drive up the national debt, she thinks this thing will pass and become law. Buckle up. All right. Finally, to the dessert portion of the Today Show, we're starting out a new Friday feature called Weekend Happenings, which is a quick lap around Southern California featuring all of the best things you can do in your precious few days off from work, from concerts to festivals, from shows, everything in between. Our Natalie Tavidian has you covered. This is the Memorial Day edition, Weekend Happenings.
The long weekend is here, and LA is turning up the heat with concerts, cookouts, and coastlines. Ready for action this Friday, May 23rd. Here's what's going down. First up, Kendrick Lamar is back near his hometown and lighting up SoFi Stadium. After an unforgettable Wednesday night show co-headlining with SZA, he returns to the stage tonight and Saturday as part of his grand national tour. If you're lucky, you might still snag a last-minute ticket. And if you're feeling more boots, head over to the Hollywood Hoedown, a one-night-only country-style party taking over the Ovation Center lawn. We're talking cold drinks, live music, line dancing, and a whole lot of good company. It's the perfect pregame to Saturday. And of course, what's Memorial Day weekend without barbecue? The third annual Long Beach Barbecue Festival kicks off Friday, runs through Saturday. Celebrate National Barbecue Month with two full days of smoked meats, live music, family fun, and community vibes. Ribs, briskets, pulled pork, you name it, they're grilling it. Over at LA's waterfront, Fleet Week in full action with ship tours, military demos, patriotic fun that lasts through Monday. For something magical, step into the wizarding world with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's set 19 years after the books. This stage spectacular continues its run at the Pantages Theater, but only for about another month. And if you're looking to listen to music, enjoy cocktails, head to the Golden Hour Bar in downtown LA, where DJs, cocktails, chill vibes set the mood for a relaxed Friday night. So from stadium shows to seaside sunsets, your Memorial Day weekend starts strong this Friday. Make your plans, grab your tickets, and have a lovely Friday. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Okay, I'll spare you. Thank you, Natalie. Look for weekend happenings to be dropped into most Friday LA locals in the future. This has been the LA Local for Friday, May 23rd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Well, I'll be stuck at a hockey tournament in San Diego for my youngest son this weekend. Oh, the things we do for our kids. I hope you all get out, unplug, unwind, and have an absolutely beautiful Memorial Day weekend. No show on Monday for the holiday, but we're back at you on Tuesday. Be well, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.